Good afternoon. My name is Valeria Acevedo. I'm a student from the English 3238 class, section 003D. And today I will be interviewing Mr. Diego de Sevilla on a few topics around certain situations according to this day. First of all, Mr. de Sevilla, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. What about you?
I'm doing good. Okay, I'll begin with a few questions, but talking about yourself, so we can get into the ambiance. Okay, first of all, tell us a little about you and your major.
I'm currently studying political science and psychology, a double major, in the University of Puerto Rico in Mayagüez. Right now, what I'm most concentrated in, however, is psychology. However, I like both the same. I just started studying psychology this semester, so I haven't really dove that deep into the major, but from what I'm seeing now, I kind of like it. Right now, I'm focusing on maybe law school or doing master's and doctorates in psychology. Not sure which psychology yet, but that's what I'm looking for, either psychology or law school. And, you know, that's about what I do. I like public speaking, I like writing, and that's about it.
And you would say that is what you like most about it, public speaking and such?
Yes. I've liked public speaking for about 2 or 3 years now. It's really a big part of me, as well as writing essays and stuff. So yeah, I really like that.
Okay, that's great to know. A few questions regarding the situation that is happening currently, that the current budget cuts that are surfacing to the public school system. And I wanted to ask you that as a political science student, what is your point of view on those certain budget cuts?
Well, I think obviously budget cuts are always going to have a negative impact on the society and the culture. However, I think that right now what the government is doing is going the opposite direction that they should be doing. The university students in Puerto Rico have seen a very decline in students staying in Puerto Rico and becoming professionals for Puerto Rico. We're basically creating very good professionals and just sending them around the world because we're not that good at keeping these professionals inside the island. And I think that's really one of the worst problems, because the average age in Puerto Rico is rising. Professionals are leaving the country, where not many people want to take the island to the next step, to the future. And I think really that's the biggest problem. It all comes down to the budget cuts that the school system is facing. The graduation rates are getting lower. Students in high school and intermediate school are dropping out. It's has a really negative impact, and you know, the education system is not as good as keeping students as it was before. I think that's obviously because of the budget cuts.
All right, thank you so much for your input on that. Another question we have surrounding this topic is, what do you believe should be the average or minimum amount of pay a public school teacher should receive?
Okay, well, I mean, right now, the how the system works, the public system is actually paying more than the private school systems. However, that doesn't mean they're doing any better job. It actually means that, you know, they're not as many teachers, and teachers are constantly overworked, and they're just doing too much work for what they're paid for. And often they need to pay the materials that are used in the classroom. They need to take out of their own pocket. So I don't think if it's any better to get paid more in a public school but have to pay for your own materials than to be paid less but have everything at your disposal like in private schools. And being a private school student and having a public school teacher as a mom, you know, I can really draw, you know, very big and very important differences between both. And I think that would be the most significant, my mom having to actually take out of her own pocket to take care of her students, take care of her classroom, versus, you know, private schools, which have sponsorships, have companies that help them with that. And I think that just it's better off to have a smaller, you know, less money but you don't have to actually take out of your pocket to make your job more effective and make yourself more effective in your job. I just find that a little bit hard to compare, but yeah, that's my point of view.
All right, thank you.